Avoid these 10 painful regrets in your 20s. These regrets will surprise you. What are your top regrets in your 20s? What would you have done differently? If you are in your 20s, what regrets do you want to avoid? Your 20s are a magical period of life. First time living on your own, no responsibilities for other people, first job, great freedom, steep learning curve, finding your spouse, first salary, and first savings. You define many parts of your life in your 20s. It's also a time of self-discovery with the newly found time and financial freedoms that you have. Your 20s are the perfect time for experimentation and learning. Sometimes irrational fears and guilt get in the way of getting the most from that one-of-a-kind decade. Here are my top 10 regrets in my 20s. Number one, not spending more time doing things I loved. I wish I had more time doing things I loved and that got me excited, like going to dance conferences, attending Toastmasters, traveling the world, and exploring new places. At the time, it felt irresponsible to focus so much on hobbies and enjoyment. I felt I had to always be thinking about my career. Later, I realized that our 20s is the best time to learn who we are, what we like and dislike, and what our natural strengths are. As life gets busier and commitments grow, it's easy to lose sight of the things that bring us joy, energy, and excitement. It's easy to lose sight of why we do what we do. It's far too easy to get stuck working hard for a job or life that we don't want. Going to a self-discovery journey when there are fewer commitments in the way of your desires. Once you have kids, employees, mortgages, a house, loans to pay, and other commitments, it becomes hard to realize what you genuinely want and like. Become self-aware by experimenting with things that you love. Two, not pursuing my bucket list. I had a huge bucket list of things I wanted to do, like mentoring, inspiring young STEM and female professionals, publishing a book, developing a patent, launching a youth conference about the future of education, and traveling the world. I ignored my profound desires for a decade. In my mid-30s, a sudden deep urge came to start over and to focus on my bucket list. It is a lot harder now than in my 20s. I felt I had to stay focused to succeed in my career and that those bucket list initiatives were not going to support my traditional career path. I was too analytical about it. I suppressed my desires. In my 30s, I learned that delaying my bucket list wasn't going to make it easier and wasn't going to erase the desire either. The opportunity cost for a certain level of success that you already managed to reach and family and financial commitments makes it a lot harder to find the time and courage to invest in our bucket list. In our 20s, we forget we have four or more decades ahead of us. We think we must get it perfectly right from the moment we graduate. We define ourselves by the job title, company reputation, and pay we get. And we forget everything else. Don't ignore the other desires your soul points you towards. Let yourself, allow yourself to explore them. Number three, not expressing myself more. I wish I had expressed myself more at work, with friends, or in networking events. Because I didn't express myself, I often felt bored in conversations and meetings, not understood and not valued by coworkers and friends. In my 20s, I felt like I never had something important enough to say. I also thought everyone had better stories, ideas, and perspectives to share. Until I learned that people would paint the most uninteresting stories as blockbusters, and that many of my experiences were, in fact, unique and shareable. In meetings, I thought I should only speak if I was 100% certain of the relevance and accuracy of what I had to say. Until I learned that even very senior people confidently shared bad ideas and inaccurate facts all the time. With friends, I didn't want to be rude or be the, you know, the like the know-it-all person by sharing any amazing experience or positive story I had. I felt I had to be humble and a good listener until I learned that people share their personal highlights most of the time. In retrospect, I realized how important it was to express myself freely and boldly. The moment I finally decided to express myself, I found a wonderful husband, I got a promotion, and I found my dream job. Don't hold yourself back from expressing what you think and how you feel. Express yourself fully while still being kind. Number four, not questioning others more. When I consulted some financial advisors, I believe they had my best interest in mind. I didn't ask them too many questions. I was afraid of hurting their feelings by asking direct questions about their commissions and hidden fees. When they had unclear answers, I felt uncomfortable insisting to have a clear explanation. Later, I realized they were going to make big profits out of my naive shyness. They tried to exploit and manipulate me. I also wish I had realized higher-ups don't always have the answers and they have many flaws. I didn't question them because I thought disagreeing was disrespecting authority. Don't feel any guilt questioning others in any way, even authority figures. Make your decisions with the proper understanding of their implications. Five, not prioritizing myself. I wish I put myself first in many occasions. I felt so loyal to my boss and my company that I had shingles and I didn't take a single day off. I skipped dental appointments to not be absent from work for even an hour. And I'd be so emotionally exhausted from work that I had no energy to invest in my health, personal finances, or passion projects. I felt that the priority of other people was my priority. I felt I had to be loyal to them, and eventually they were all gone from my life. I realized how little benefit there really was in sacrificing what really mattered to me. Be more intentional about your choices and where you want to spend your time and energy. Six, not asking for what I wanted. At work, I wanted to attend industry conferences and to do more leadership trainings. For many years, I never asked or explicitly told my boss that I was interested in those things. Then I'd be secretly frustrated because I missed out on many development and networking opportunities. I didn't feel entitled to ask, and I certainly didn't want to be judged as unreasonable. I felt like I had to deliver absolute incredible value, which I never felt I did due to imposter syndrome, before I could ask my boss for anything. Later in life, I saw people asking for what they wanted without giving anything more in return and getting what they wanted. My employees did this all the time, and I didn't find it unreasonable. There is a time to give, but you don't need to give and receive from the same people and at the same time. Don't feel guilty to ask for what you want. Don't feel like you need to prove yourself before you ask. Don't feel like you need to be generous before you ask for what you want either. Seven. Not staying in touch with my network. I wish I stayed connected with my network. During much of my 20s, I ignored most of the people I met at college and my earlier jobs during networking events and in my MBA program. It wasn't lack of interest in others. It was fear of social comparison, shame, and guilt for not staying in touch before. Your networks will be your friends, get you jobs, and help you with your dreams. I didn't consider that they, too, had not stayed in touch with me. I had not realized that everyone has struggles. I had not yet learned the power of authenticity and vulnerability to connect with people. Stay connected to people you meet along your journey. Your goal is not to be better than them, but to connect. Not learning how to advocate for myself early on. When I was 22, I really wanted to experience one night at an ice hotel. It was in my bucket list. I was lucky to find an amazing promotion to have that experience in Canada, so a close friend and I booked it. I waited for the perfect moment to inform my boss and ask for a day off to go to the ice hotel. My boss said no and didn't give me a good reason. I didn't ask why or challenge him. My friend went to the ice hotel and I lost that booking and the opportunity. I was too afraid to challenge or negotiate a solution with my boss. I was upset with him and assumed he denied my request intentionally and for no reason other than to prove his power. Not standing up for my interests didn't serve me in any way. When we don't learn the tools to defend our interests in a respectful way and how to communicate our needs effectively, then we miss out and create resentment. For you, that lost opportunity may be a job, a promotion, or a role in a project. Don't wait to advocate for yourself. 9. Trying too hard to be liked. I wish I had focused on earning respect rather than being liked. My focus on likability made me a people pleaser and less authentic. I did what I thought others wanted me to do. The fear of hurting people's feelings paralyzed me. As a woman, it's even harder to allow others to dislike you, but and also to demand respect. Over time, there is a significant career impact of focusing too much on likability. The more successful you become, the more people will know of you and have an opinion of you. And some will be negative. Therefore, the more people will dislike you. Let go of the need to be liked in your 20s. And you will gain so much freedom to choose the best path for yourself. 10. Measuring my value in time commitment. I wish I had learned that my value is not in the hours I commit to something. For too long, I showed my commitment to an employer, task, or friendship in the hours I dedicated to it. Because I associate my value to time spent trying things or doing things. I'd work long days unnecessarily. Part of the problem was that I did not know how to communicate my value to others. I believe my time effort would speak for itself, but then people would use that belief to control my behavior and keep me working long hours. The other problem was low confidence in my deliverables. I always thought my deliverables were not good enough because of imposter syndrome. Learn that your value is not in your time commitment and not even in your deliverables. You are a lot more than that. Cherish your 20s. Own every hour of it. Invest time, energy, and money on discovering your authentic self. Learn to advocate for yourself and to communicate your desires with others in a kind way. The time and freedom you have may never be the same again. Summary. Avoid these 10 painful regrets in your 20s. 1. Not spending more time doing things you love. Not pursuing your bucket list. Not expressing yourself more. Not questioning others more. Not prioritizing yourself. Not asking for what you want. Not staying in touch with your network. Not learning how to advocate for yourself early on. Not trying too hard to be liked. And measuring your value in time commitment. Choose courage today to avoid regrets tomorrow.